32 vials from 16 unique vaccine lots. So quite a good sample. And it's also tested vials from different parts of the world at different times. David's become a bit of a world-leading expert in this, to be quite honest. All products tested exceeded the guidelines for residual DNA set by the FDA and WHO of 10 nanograms per dose, and they were exceeded by 36 to 627 fold. So that's not a 36% increase. It's 36 times more than there should have been. Or others contained 627 times more DNA. Hundreds and hundreds of times more DNA than is allowed. And these allowances are already set way, way, way too low, in my opinion. 40 promoter enhancement, the original sequence. And of course, that works on P53. Now, what happens here is that this contamination, this DNA contamination, contains the genetic code required to make the SV40 protein from the simian virus. It's SV40 DNA produces SV40 protein, and that SV40 protein inhibits our own P53 tumour or oncosuppressor genes, making cancer more likely. It's basically debilitating our body's own natural defence mechanisms, which is why it's so important. So there we are, DNA contamination confirmed. There should be a monitoring on these vaccines till this is sorted out for this reason alone. Unfortunately, no such monitorium is in place. This is good science, but it'll probably be ignored.